It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and No Fritz. Jack celebrating the birth of his second child.
Come on, man.
Wow. Come on, what am I going
to
do?
Listen, he better be lucky that
not
we
take
love,
shots.
He better be lucky we love Jill, because we'd be a lot harder on him right now, man.
A million times harder. We're at Chickie's. We are at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. The Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge with IQ and Elliot. And this week's guest, Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee doing a great job yesterday. Speaking of Tanner McKee, David and Drexel Hill would prefer Pickett to be the. What's up, David?
Oh, God.
Hey, listen, it makes me sick listening to people talk about this backup quarterback. I mean, I haven't even heard nothing that made me this mad since they talked so bad about Jalen Hurts in the beginning of the season. Yes. Ike, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts threw for two touchdowns, an interception, and we won the game. And all the callers did was say he stunk and we can't win with turnovers.
Which
game
was this?
The quarterback comes in the game and he throws for a touchdown and an interception and we lose the game. And they say he was pretty good.
When was this?
It blows my mind about a lot of fans calling, talking this crazy stuff, and some hosts. How about this? The backup quarterback got 14 touchdowns in his career and 14 interceptions, and we want him to lead us.
Are you talking about Kenny Pickett?
Playoff game, Kenny Pickett. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's why I was. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I figured it out when you said 14 touchdowns.
Oh, I'm sorry,
touchdowns,
man. Yeah. You know,
David,
I'm random,
David. Right? Who is saying they want Kenny Pickett over Jalen Hurts? Nobody's saying that.
A lot of people.
Who?
A lot of people ain't calling. I'm talking about callers.
No.
I don't think anybody's.
Pickett over our other backup. Let me ask you this. With the third-string quarterback, McKee, was his last name?
Tanner McKee,
yeah.
Tanner McKee. I would easily take him over this other quarterback that threw for 14 interceptions and only got 14 touchdowns in his career. That's
Your
crazy.
Thing is you don't like Kenny Pickett. I got you. I see what you're saying.
I don't like his stats. Like when we judge Jalen and he threw for two, and everybody said we can't even win with a quarterback that threw for two interceptions.
Yeah, well.
But the standard changed.
I don't know what to say to this. I don't know.
I think people were impressed with how Pickett played for a backup. I this thing where you're saying that people are
game.
Picking. Hold up. David, hold up. Just 1 second here. The people you're talking about who would prefer Pickett to Hurts is a very, very small minority. Mm-hmm. I think what people did see over the last couple of weeks is two quarterbacks who are better at getting the ball out quickly and throwing with anticipation than Jalen is. That's a fact. But most people do believe that Jalen Hurts gives them a better chance to win than Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee. I think what a lot of people do see, though, in the passing game, when you have quarterbacks who are primarily throwers, is seeing what the possibility is if Hurts were better at those things, what the offense could look like. But I think generally most everyone, understands that Hurts gives them a better chance to win than Pickett or McKee. Now, as far as Pickett or McKee, I'd rather have a guy who has had a lot more NFL reps as my backup going into a playoff game than Tanner McKee. I think Tanner McKee could be a very good quarterback, you know, but I don't want a guy whose only start has come in a meaningless game that the other team was trying to lose in the final game of the season.
Hey, Spike, last thing.
Yes.
When A.J. Brown set that passing record and Jalen was throwing to him 125 yards a game, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Jalen averaged like 300 yards. I'm like, well, who was he throwing to? Because A.J. only got 120. Who did all the other yards?
He wasn't averaging 300 yards a game ever.
Look it up. He averaged 297.
No, he didn't.
He's talking about the middle of last year.
Yeah, maybe in a few games, but not for a season. He did.
No, I'm talking about.
No,
AJ.
No, he's talking about that stretch when AJ set the record for consecutive 125 yard games. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying there, David. Yeah, because that was a stretch where they beat Miami and Buffalo and Dallas. It was last year when A.J. set that record last year. He set
that
record last year.
And then in closing, the backup quarterback got to throw for 40-something times in the game. He should have had a little better stat than Jalen passing.
What a surprise
he
thing is they let him throw the ball
40
sometimes.
Let me ask you this. David, why do you think they let him throw the ball 41 times as opposed to Jalen, who throws the ball 20 times?
Because they kept Barkley out of the game, and they was not into the running game that we won all these games this year. We still won the game, which
was great. So the week before, when Pickett threw the ball all those times, why did Pickett throw the ball all those times?
They didn't run as much, didn't they? Didn't Barkley sit down?
No, he was playing into the fourth quarter.
That was the Cowboys game.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, David. I understand I understand why people who love Hurts are defensive over this, but I really don't think, and maybe you've heard something different than I have, mm-hmm. I really don't think there has been a significant group of people saying that they would rather have Kenny Pickett start the game than Jalen Hurts or Tanner McKee.
Other than Kenny Pickett's family, maybe. No, I don't see why anybody would say
that. I don't hear hosts saying that. I don't hear callers saying that. I do hear hosts and callers saying that those guys did a good job passing the ball,
sure.
Which they did.
Sure.
And that has been a part of the Eagles' offense that has lagged behind this year. I understand that, but I don't think anybody, even me, who right. I'm not a super, you know, I'm not a, sure. a huge fan of Hurts as a QB, mm-hmm. would not even think about starting Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts.
You know what happens, man. The guy misses a couple games, and then you go out there and you're watching other quarterbacks play. People start to envision, like, I wonder what the offense could look like with him throwing the ball more. And here's what I'll say to those people. I don't know, because you got to look at the competition. Dallas last week and then the Giants this week. I don't know how much the Giants were showing defensively to try to shut Tanner McKee down yesterday, right? Like, you got to at least admit when Jalen's in there and he's with a starting offense, he's getting a totally different style of defense being played.
Absolutely.
Than what those guys saw the last
Absolutely.
2 weeks.
I think all you see out of Pickett yesterday is physical tools.
Yeah.
You
McKee,
see McKee. Yeah. His ability to throw the ball. And he was going against a team that didn't care very much. He was also throwing to mostly backups as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's impossible to look at McKee yesterday and go, you have to look at that guy and go, he can throw the ball. Yeah. Like, he can throw the ball.
Yeah.
All right. Your call is 215-592-9494. Coming up shortly, Nick Sirianni's game after press conference, the first press conference of playoff week as the Eagles play the Packers on Sunday, 4:30. You can hear it on WIP. We are at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the Eagles playoff action at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickie's and Pete's, online, chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.